Apart from health advocacy organizations like the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network, groups such as the Indiana Chamber of Commerce are part of the fight to reduce smoking. For 2 years, one of the group's legislative priorities has been eliminating the Smoker's Bill of Rights. Chamber CEO Kevin Briniger says the law, passed more than two decades ago, bars employers from refusing to hire smokers or charging them more for health insurance.
And if we really want to get employers involved in helping to reduce smoking in our state, we need to repeal this statute.
The General Assembly passed a statewide smoking ban 2 years ago. Cancer Action Network Government Relations Director Brianna Herndon says lawmakers should expand it to cover all workplaces, including casinos and bars, which were exempted from the ban. Yet the effort to pass the smoking ban took years, and Herndon acknowledges there's not much appetite for more action.
But I think, you know, in terms of the fight against cancer, everybody is affected, and that includes members of our General Assembly, whether they're survivors themselves or they have a friend or a loved one that's been diagnosed with the disease.
Herndon says her organization also wants lawmakers to raise the state's tobacco tax for the first time in 8 years. At less than a dollar a pack, it's more than 50 cents below the national average. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.